AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. 9 people have died in a fire at a Massachusetts assisted living facility on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Tragedy at an assisted living facility for the elderly, where at least 9 people were killed in a fire Sunday night. It happened at the Gabriel House in Fall River, Massachusetts. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
Crews were met with heavy fire coming through the main entrance, and multiple people hanging out the windows, looking to be rescued.
At least 30 people were injured, family members rushing to the scene to search for loved ones. Again, Fire Chief Bacon.
Our heart goes out to all the families of the people that were injured here, the people that that lost their lives here, and Fall River stands with them.
Audio courtesy WLNE. Many of those rescued were taken to hospitals. The facility houses about 70 residents. The origin and cause of the fire are under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
During a meeting with U.S. Envoy Keith Kellogg, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's good to meet again.
Thank you, General, for coming. And thanks. We have often meetings with you and your team. Thanks to your team also for coming to Kyiv. Thank you so much.
AP correspondent Karen Shemas reports on more Israeli strikes and shootings in Gaza, hitting Palestinians from Sunday into Monday.
Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip killed at least 32 people on Sunday, including 6 children at a water collection point. Video footage showed a plume of smoke rise into the Gaza skyline on Monday as the faint sound of an explosion could be heard, followed by the sound of screaming children. Meanwhile, witnesses and health workers confirmed at least 31 Palestinians in Gaza were shot dead by Israeli troops while seeking food aid. I'm Karen Shemas.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are hanging near their records on Wall Street following President Donald Trump's latest updates to his tariffs over the weekend. The S&P 500 was bouncing between small gains and losses in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also drifting near break-even, as was the Nasdaq Composite. Overseas markets were mixed. That came after Trump announced a new tax on imports of 30% on goods from the European Union and Mexico. The new tariffs wouldn't take effect until the 1st of August. Speculation is continuing that Trump may ultimately back down. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
On the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews, President Donald Trump says he had a great time at the FIFA Club World Cup final in New Jersey.
It was a little bit of an upset, I guess they would say, but it was a great, great match, very well played.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.